Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor Corey Brooks joins us once again on WGN Radio. He's a friend of mine and a regular commentator on this show. He's the founder of New Beginnings Church and ProjectHood.org. Hey, Corey, thanks for saying hi again. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm thank you. I'm glad to be on the show, and I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
Good. You know, I was going to call you yesterday, but every time there's terrible shootings, I call you, so I thought I'd wait a day. Or so, a couple of days, whatever. What are you thinking about today on all of this, Corey?
Well, I think it continues to show that there's a lot of work to be done, and that there are a lot of individuals who are still committing these murders and crimes on the south sides and west sides of Chicago. And now it's even getting so bad that they're shooting at police officers and ATF officers. So we definitely need to continue to work, and we definitely need to get some of these hardened criminals and habitual killers off the street.
And, you know, when we talk about it, my listeners call in, Corey, and they say, well, it's there are too many guns, or there's not enough guns, or there's not enough jobs, or there's not enough education. Where are the parents? All of these are root causes, but nobody seems to have a solution. I said a little while ago that if I were going to start somewhere and had a magic wand, everybody who pulled the trigger last weekend had a mother and a father. Where were they? The first domino of responsibility is the parent, the mother and the father of those kids, right?
Absolutely. It all starts in the home, and we believe that wholeheartedly. That's one of the reasons why we have Project Hood, to try to help individuals, especially these single parents who are raising these young boys. 80% of our homes on the south side where we are single-parent households, and so they need help with these young boys to raise them so that they're not combative and angry and hostile. They need mentors, and so that's the reason why it's really important for organizations and people to get involved with grassroots organizations who are doing the work, because we may not be able to help all of them, but we can help some of them.
I talked to an emergency room physician the other day, and he reminded me that the kids coming in are 15 years old. They're 17 years old. I know that's big enough to commit a crime and kill you and get killed, but they really are children, some of them. And it's just so sad to see them get so hardened and indifferent at such a young age.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the sad thing about it is they're becoming desensitized to the violence. There's violence in the music. There's violence in entertainment. There's violence all around them. And they become desensitized to it. And it becomes a way of life. And it becomes something that they get used to, and it's something that we should never get used to, and it's something that we should never make normal. It's very abnormal, and we need to keep it abnormal. But until all of us, put our hands on deck and go to work and try to help, we're not going to continue to solve these problems.
And, you know, the drug trade is one of the things that I understand is really driving this. I don't know if all of these young people are taking drugs, but they're merchandising drugs. And since it's block-by-block fiefdoms, they get very defensive and protective about their turf because they want to keep the cash coming for the drugs. You don't have big centralized gangs now. You have micro-gangs. And it's chaos because of the drug trade. Is that part of it, Corey?
Well, you know, the drug trade is a part of it, but it's starting to be a smaller part of it. You know, I learn things every day. I'm around so many young people, so I learn new things. And, you know, I've been learning about these tags that they have on people's head. And what that means is it's a bounty on certain people. So certain people are saying, hey, kill this person for 10 grand or kill this person for 20 grand.
Really?
And so, oh, yeah, it's big. It's becoming a business. Murder on the south side and west side of Chicago is becoming a business for some.
You think some of those people shot over the 4th of July weekend had a price on their head?
I have no doubt about it. Absolutely. 100% sure of that.
It's a very small number.
Not all of them, but there are a few who definitely have bounties. And what happens is these guys or kids have killed other individuals, and people want them killed, and so they put a bounty on their head, and people collect the bounties. It is prevalent, more prevalent than you could ever imagine.
And these people pay? They collect the cash?
They collect the cash, absolutely.
Listen to this, Corey. I was at dinner last night, and we were supposed to be talking about something else. There was five of us. It was kind of a business dinner, but we ended up talking about this problem more than we talked about the radio business. And we didn't come up with any solutions. And one of the questions one of the people at dinner asked is, what can I do?
Yeah.
I say that to say this. 815 just texted in, Pastor Corey, I truly care. What can I, a white suburban mom, do to help? My heart aches.
Yeah.
My heart aches. What do you say to the white suburban person who ain't coming into Inglewood but would like to help you?
Yeah, you know, first of all, John, I want to thank you because you give me a good platform to reach people that I normally would not be able to reach, people like Byron Andreas, Andreas Construction, who listened to me on your show for years and finally decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to go down. I'm going to leave Cicero, and I'm going to go over to the south side of Chicago and talk to this man and see what they're doing. And he's been a great asset, and it's only been a little while that he's been participating, but he had to come and see us. And I want to suggest that people, there's three things that people can do. They can give their time, if at all possible. Give your time. We need your time. Volunteer. Help us out. We need people's talents, their skills, gifts, and talents and abilities that people have that they can contribute to our organization to make us a better organization so we can build capacity to help others. And then there's treasure. People can always give their treasure. You may not want to go to the South Side, but you can send your money to the South Side. And one of the things that makes us different than Black Lives Matter is that we can guarantee 100% of the money that's given is going to go to our programs. And so you're going to be able to help people directly. And we have a golf outing on August the 9th out at Conway Farms that people can participate. They can go to our website, projecthood.org, and find out all kinds of information about that. So there are ways that people can participate, and we invite them, and they're free to call me. My cell number is 312-813-5211. 312-813-5211. That's my direct line, no secretary. And anybody who wants to help, they can call me directly.
312-813-5211. If you don't remember that and you want it, call or text me and I'll give it to you too. I'll post it on my Facebook page, WGN King John. You are hosting a golf outing?
Yeah, John, I'm hoping you're going to go and come and ride around in the cart with me so we can ride around and look and see what everyone else is doing. You and I probably golf about the same. We're not, at least I'm not a great golfer. I can get the ball hit a little bit, but I'm going to be doing more riding in the cart and watching everybody else and encouraging everyone else. So August the 9th. At Conway Farms is our golf outing. And we're looking for corporate sponsors and company sponsors and individual golfers. It's a great event.
Yeah, you and I talked about this off the air, and I said I'm not sure I can be there on August 9th, but let me buy a golfer and have somebody golf for me. So I'll throw that out here in a minute. What's the bill to get into this thing?
The golf outing, I think it's $1,000 per golfer, and I think it's $5,000 for a foursome. And we're halfway full already.
All right.
So, but we have, and if the price tag is too heavy, then we have people can sponsor golf holes and things like that. There are all kind of things that they can look at. It's on the website, projecthood.org, and just go to the golf outing, and then you click it, and it'll show you all the things that you can support.
And with Pastor Corey there holding his hands over your golf club, you might hit a hole in one. Just think
hey,
about
and
it.
If you win, if you hit a hole in one,
yeah,
you win a F-150 from from Ford. So
oh, nice
from Metro Ford. Pat Milligan on 64th and Western
wow.
is donating that. So
you
we're really grateful
it.
For that.
All right, I'm out of time. Call
working.
Corey's number 312-813-5211, projecthood.org. I'll talk to you again, Corey.
All right, thanks, John, as always.